So we're discussing, the last thing we spoke about on Thursday was the sugya of someone who's mistakel and the vekomas and uchusim, which is a very serious problem based on the sugya and the sefta nedarim and davchav. As we shall see in a moment, the big machlok is how to understand that gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch quoted as follows in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei. Shulchan Aruch reads as follows. Sif Zayin. Lo yistak al afilu ba'akeva lo b'mkomas al-achusim sheba. Okay, so we spoke about this last week, that the Torah HaShlamim has a beautiful pshat. It's right in front of you. You will have the Torah HaShlamim. And I should look inside again briefly. But the Torah HaShlamim says 2 days in the Gemara Masechta Nedarim. Both pshatim are correct. They found it later in the Ravid. And it stands, Tarvayo Lahachmir, I'm reading the end of the Torah, so Shlomim Sivkot and Tess. One, Osel Estakel Ba'akev Ishto Nida, Umina Akev Nilma Lekom Mekoma Chushim Sheba, number one. Osel Estakel Mekoma Tinofas Ava Pisha Eina Nida. That's the Rajabah, that's the Torah, everything's great. You don't need the Dukhukim of the Meis Yosef, the Bach and the Drisha, they all didn't understand that this is the correct pshat. I think it's 100% right. Nikorim Divrayemis. That's the correct pshat, the halacha lemaisa. Of course, the question becomes how you define mistakel. So we starting in the Paras Shimonim last week, where the Paras Shimonim said the word mistakel means bekavonas re'iya. As Rabbeinu Yonah says in Brochus, end of the third parak, by mistakel etzbektan is a problem, the mongeron by the keshes, even if no kavonah lehonos, they're gimel re'iyas, that's where we left off. They're gimel re'iyas. And just to show you how this plays out, and the beautiful Sefer Mishmera Satara, he tells you what these Gimel Re'iyas are. Three different kinds of Re'iyah. Again, it's Sima Kuf Tzadi Hei, and the Bir Halacha, Sivkotin, Chav Zayin, tells you exactly what these Gimel Re'iyas are. Let's just see quickly what they are. Okay. The Rabbeinu Yonah said, "By Tevet Misha Erva is only the Isa Mechave Leistaka Lo Beria Bialma." So, the part of Shimon who says there are many different Rias. There's a Ria below Kavona, there's a Ria be Kavona Sruus, or Beria Hate Bisbonus, Avlena Miskaven Lehonos, the Yesh Ria be Kavona Lehonos. There are three different Rias. Oh. So we say that if mistakel bekavonas ruus af al pishen miskaven lehonos, that is asur. But mekomas hamagulim, it's only kavona lehonos is a problem. That's in general. So memela, so leishto nida is different. So leishto nida, so we go down and we say that mekomas mechusim is mechaven without not ria ba'alma, but shararayas we could say that even mekomas amagulim is also mechaven lekach. So b'kitzur nimitz, there are three different kinds of ri'as, as he explains over here in this bir halacha sivkotin chav zayin. So fine. So let's understand this. What's considered to be Mekomas Mechusim. So he wants to say Achidish Nifla, but many posts can say as well. But how do you define Mekomas Mechusim? The way, whatever she covers in the house. And she covers her heel? That's what it says. Let's give you what it says. And she covers her heel in the house. So therefore, the husband, when she's Nida, if it's by some fluke the heel becomes uncovered, he may not look. That's the simple pshat. So therefore, so she has to wear stockings, he says, when she's walking around, unless she's wearing, I guess, shoes or whatever else. She has to wear socks or stockings. And of course, she has to cover her hair, even though we know that a woman is permitted to keep her hair uncovered in the privacy of her home. Nonetheless, it's considered to be a problem. That's what he says. I'll redo his words. Says so the issue is only b'miskaven lehistakel. So therefore, if she doesn't wear her stockings, it's not her problem, it's his problem. If he just sort of look away, he's allowed to see it a little bit. And he says, Apela Golan Rav Moshe, who says that she need not cover her hair when she's in Nida. And he says, Ubavadai lav mimenu yotzu advarim halalu kayadua. Yeah, come on. He says it can't be Rav Moshe. Of course Rav Moshe wrote it. It's not even a Shaila Rav Moshe wrote. This is Rav Moshe, I believe, wrote to Rabbi Eider. I believe this is when Rav Moshe was with full strength and there was no one denied it in his lifetime. So this is revisionist history. So Rav Moshe didn't say it. Of course Rav Moshe said it. Of course he said it. Rav Moshe Mechusa means, again, as follows. I think I said it wrong before. Rav Moshe said it depends what she normally covers in the house, and she doesn't have to cover her hair in the house. Whereas the Mishmeres Satara says it depends on what she usually uncovers in the street. So in the street, so she doesn't, you're not allowed to wear, go with her hair uncovered in the street. So therefore, this applies to the hair as well. So machlag is where it means, in the house or in the street. It's interesting that the in the safe of Rabbi Forst, I was just going to be sitting literally next to Rabbi Forst, that this Levi just came from, Mamish next to him. So he has a beautiful sefer on page 106, that some say that it's mutter for her to go with the hair uncovered. He recognizes she exists because he's used to it. He's used to it. Of course, what about her and her heel? He's not used to. And according to Rabbi Moshe, I mean, she kept her heel covered? Really? So, let's take a look. So before we get to try to answer this question, let's see if there's another opinion exists over here. There's a Magad Mishnah. Well, so what's the Maramak? When is Magad Mishnah? Where's the Magad Mishnah? It should be on the Maramak Karmas. Perek. Perek. Yeralef. That's all. Perek. Yeralef. Towards the end, no, you guys. Here we go.
Sorry, Perek Chaf Aleph in this review.
Chaf Aleph, sorry about that. Okay, I got it wrong. Chaf Aleph. Okay. Would the Lord don't have an Ishtak she need a Vishi Erva? Afal pi sheyesh hanos leiv mimena beria hovel he muteres lachasman in a bone of the rabbi. So, fine. Says the rabbi, I love a macham asay sechala v'hach isa ben adarin. No, that's what we saw. Says the Magad Mishnah. Close the sugya segmar mesach ben adarin. Mashma Rishar Makamas Mutter. Uba Sagas Nadarim. Uba Nadarim lo Hiskiyo de Bemalkam Atin Ofes. Aba lo Hutcho Chabein Levar Isuro. Shek Farkasav lo Yisrok lo Yochel Ima. Fakosh Kein Istaklis Vyoso Mokal. So he claimed that the Rambam is Taka Mekel. And he only asks his Istaklis Vyoso Mokal. How can that be? So the answer is, he's understand like the other day in the Ravid. The Ravid and Balei Nefesh had a yesh over him. If you remember, when Shara Prisha, correct? It's called Simon Aleph. Tanya Ben Adarim. Yesh Mefarshim. Hodi Rish Lakish and Rav Yosef Itma, Hulukula Kama. What does it mean? Rav Yosef said, Ishtonida, and Rav Shimon Lakish says, yeah, Ishtonida, you know where? Only by Malcolm Akhtin Ophis. He'll be Ishtonida, let me ask Shabbat and Shane, who got him by Malcolm Akhtin Ophis. Oh, that's the other Shita. Okay, that you understand very well, that's what it means. We understand very well. That's the Magen Mishnah seems to be saying Pshat in the Rambam that way. The Rambam that way. We don't pass him that way. So we're back to the original question. I had the following thought. I don't know if it's true or not true. In some houses, they're very, 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 very makbid. Not only should a person not walk around without socks, they shouldn't even walk around without shoes. The opposite of doing certain parts of the culture, you gotta take off your shoes at the door because you shouldn't get the house dirty. When I grew up, my wife grew up, you were not permitted to take your shoes off under any conditions. You know why? Who knows why? No. Avelus, correct. Like a Simon Ra. We're supposed to start Avelus in 2 weeks. But until then, you have to keep, you know, we'll see that. Avel has to take off his shoes. Is it a very bad omen to take off your shoes? The male, if that was the minig in ancient times, I can't have no clue. If that was, so in fact the okay was a Malka Mechusa, because they were never uncovered for that reason. They always wearing the shoes. Whereas the hair, they in fact did uncover, because at the Mikra they don't need to cover the hair. No one else is in the house. That's my best shot I could possibly give to this. That's interesting. It's not for now. He says, you know, you have to be so makbid Mekomas Ha-Megulim and Ha-Machus, you have to cover. And of course, that extends down to the wrist and extends down to the ankle. Of course. And he brings Rias Brewers from Shas. It's not the time to go through it, but he's right. In Shas it says that way. The Gemara Masech, the Baruchas Chavdala talks about Shok B'Yish Erva. And the punch around Shok is the calf, not the thigh. If you look carefully in Rishonim, I have a Mahalach, which is not for now. That indeed, that's what the Gemara means. And the Mishnah Brewer, when he tries to prove that she has to cover her arms above the elbow, even if the people don't in that part of the world, he brings a raya from the Gemara Masechta to Ksubis. That's called Das Yehudis. But I thought it's a raya lister, because Rashi says in Ksubis, Tafayin Beis, Das Yehudis is the meaning of the Nushim in that particular time and place. So I thought it should depend on the time and the place. So I thought that extra chumrah should not necessarily exist. Just letting you know, that's what they're assuming over here in this particular sefer. Good. Let's talk now about perfume. Perfume. So I want to show you something which is of great interest. You know, the Aruch HaShulchan is not from the Machmir. Yet, over here in Simakuf Sadihe, Sivchov, can't be. Sorry, Chav Yimu. Imi Sachas Atzma Gufa of Godel, Bereach Tov, Pshita Shaoslo Lehonos Bereach Gufa of Godel. Sounds right to me. Interesting. And there are those who disagree. I have here the pre-daya. Those who have my version can look at the back. Pre-daya goes on the Shach and the Taz. So he goes on the Shach. Sivkodin Yud Beis. Give a look, if you don't have this, look inside the Shach Sivkodin Yud Beis and see what it says there. Okay, so Lashon, he quotes the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer. Chaf Aleph Aleph. What does it say there? Also, the Stakla B'yofir Shalesh Ezish. Okay. Here it's Mutal Yachas Ma. Fine. Then it says in Shulchan Aruch there, also the Stakla B'yofir, Vafilu L'Riach B'Bsav B'Shaleh Asa. That's Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Mashma, the benida that feel able to have a piyafia mutter, kosh ken shemut al riach b'psam mishalaya. Pshia kosh again. Why he's against the shari tshuva? Simin reish yud zayin sif kotnei from the brick ayoy sif urasses it. But he has a kal v'chomer to be matirim. What he says over here in the sif se levi sif kotnei yud beis was is also said in the paradis rimona with the same exact kal v'chomer. I have an answer. I hold this us like the Aruch Hashulchan. I have a kav v'chomer. Here's what I think pshat is. A woman who's not your wife, so initially yetzer hara is to see how beautiful she is. Hey, beautiful woman. It's also yetzer hara smelling perfume that she has on. Okay. Bafil, even that's us. But when it comes to a person's own wife, when he looks at her beauty, so she's beautiful today, she'll be beautiful next week, and he'll be beautiful next week, and she goes to the mikveh. However, the perfume, when the Aruch Hashulchan writes, and he's very strong language, he says, "Ein lecha giri etzor yosef mizeh," it's for a simple reason. That a woman will often perfume herself kodem tashmish. That could be stam kacha, that could be a way to indicate to her husband that she wants tashmish. So it's associated directly with tashmish. That's what Aruch Hashulchan writes. That's only for his own wife. That's where the kal v'chomer breaks down. Enochanami, the Sif Se Levi, in the Paradis Shimon of Kal v'chomer from Lashon HaMechaber, Simin Chof Aleph, Sif Aleph, and Evan Ezer. Also, the stock of Yofya, Vafilu L'Riach B'Sam Mishaleh Osur. You see that his stock was his more chamer than Riach B'Sam. That should be other women, not by your own wife. Came there really to defend Aruch Hashulchan, and I think it's 100% correct. Aruch Hashulchan is right. La'alocha L'Maisen, Mishnah Berurah passes away. Reishit Zayin, Tzimchon Tzayin. I think it's completely correct. Okay? Then he says, in the same piece in the Sif Se Levi, this is what he says. V'nirah, that feel the Rav Rabbeinu Yona, she maybe have a Shmuel Shem Sifkon Beis and Simchah Chafal. The Midoraisa Oser, Shenema, Los Asur Achrei Levavchem Achrei Nechem, Yikoma Gom Hoko, Kevin Shemutera Soliach Hazman, Lo Shayach Sefer Dekro, Asher Atem Zonam Achareim, Lo Shayach Znus Bze, Lo Mutera Slo Liach Hazman. Even according to Rabbeinu Yona, it does not apply in this particular situation. Certainly according to the Rambam, he says, and there's no east, the entire Easter of Hero is only Derech Znus and not by his stockless B'yama. That's how apparently he understands. I'll just say there's no machlokas between the Rabbeinu Yona and the Rambam. If you look at this Otzer Poskim, the Rambam says it's also with the Raisa Derech Znus. Rabbeinu Yona says it's also the Raisa only in that case by Sefer the Krav Zonim. So I'm just, he says the machlokas Rabbeinu Yona and the Rambam, but not necessarily the case. Rabbeinu said, let's move on to Siv Ches. Sifches. What does it say? Shulchan Aruch writes, Roilosh is Yachel Begodel Meli Dudusa Kishu Shneim Zochem Tomin Shehi Nida. Yes, it's true. The Tur sets up. Often the Machab is simply copied from the Tur. Those who have the Tur can look it up. Kuf Tzadi Hei Sifches and Tur. Word for word. Says the Beis Yosef, yeah, but Rashi says the Muksuba Sayyim Beis and Kedushin have paid. Who's going to need the Mishchein Oseh? Bala Loke Oleh. Rashi says, who's going to Mishchein Oseh? Sheru'uya, Loveshes Big Day Nidus. Even the neighbors know. Neighbors know. I already told you, in my opinion, it's only true the olden days when they had Taurus. And she had to change everything. She couldn't touch her friend's dress. So the dress, he's got to go to the mikvah. No one's going to want to be involved with a lady like this. So they had to know, everyone had to know her status. Can't touch her food. So she wasn't embarrassed, I told you, because it was nothing to do with Beino Lebeino. It was a general halacha. And that's why, as I will read, I told you, I promised to read it to you from print. I read it here. From Bir Halacha, Siv Katan, Lamed, Hey. He writes over here that, yes, it is quoted. Ein ola makpidim al zeh. No, it doesn't. So one gave an answer. Yeah, it only says roila. It's not an absolute chiv. He doesn't like it. So if it's roila then, it should be roila now as well. He calls the Torah says shlamim, sivkot and yud. Where does reason come from, Zohar and Tomei? It says differently. In Ksubas Tav Samechei, Kadesh Lot is Gan Al-Vala, Fakir, she has to have nice clothes. Or, it should be separate clothes, because if she wears the Nida clothes when she goes to the mikvah, have a bad association in her husband's mind. How can I give a different reason, which is not found anywhere in the Gemara and Rashi? So he says a beautiful pshat. You have the Torah, Sashlam, Sivkot and Yud. V'nira Poshet. She has got to be chodim. Means the Baal is not mechuyev to give a b'gonim chashuvim to many dosim. But she has, it's obviously mutter to wear them. That's what it says. He in Siftes, he teal his kasha to many dosim will push it. What's he saying? He's saying he doesn't like it. B'gonim chodim la meshem shol his kasha to. The kids are. He had a whole discussion over here where there's a connection between one and the other. The discussion of Sif Tes and the begodim of Sif Ches. He said, that's a dinim amenas shalat, to buy a separate pairs of clothes. Okay, dinim amenas, you can always be mevata, but over here it's a din. So where does reason come from? It comes from the Ramban. So the Sidrei Tara said it on his own. Take a look at the Sidrei Tara, Rabbi Osai. You have it in the back. Sif Kot and Tez Zion, please look. Kuf Sadi Hei, Sidrei Tara, Sivkot and Tezai. Torah Shalom, in fact, the Kasha, where does reason come from? The Gemara says, Lotus Gan al Baila. Rashi will be made Tarasa, which he wears the Nida clothes. How can they discover a new reason? So the Beis Yosef said, he got him Hurus on Nida Bishkeno Seot. Shiru'ua, Shalom, Shalom, Big the Nidus. So the Kasha, the Torah Shalom, is the bigger Kasha. Well, maybe it's a different reason. It's a different reason in Shas. Ramban gave the reason. The tour on their own. What a trap. Came and dematzinu de bekoshi tiul iskashin renidosa. Ela shot the scan al baila. Amada kishit maybe the hergal dover. So therefore, she'd have a zuchira vekeira. That's what the Ramban writes. Perikhes dinches. Frek the Torah Shlomim. What do you need it for? We don't need a heker. No, we understand very well. The kishit brings kirav das. And the Gemara gave the reason about the blows, because that's enough to have tzatz begodim blow shalom. Not to give her all blows. The Torah gives this reason according to the Shas. She ain't shnei makpidim al zeh, ain't tzorach l'shanos begodel. It's only because the question how there shouldn't be a turnoff to him. Now it's like, no, yeah, even if they both agree not, now he's not going to be turned off when she goes to the mikvah with these clothes. Half up became. They has to wear change in the garments, and therefore the Ramban gave a new reason to explain why this din is so. So some want to say that if she's not miskashetes, then she doesn't need a different garment. That's what we suggest over here in Sivkot and Tzadizayin Mishmeres Satar. As the heker, the mere fact that she's not miskashetes. But the Rambam is not makbid on that. They don't make less tachshitim, right? So I thought like this. If she wears perfume all the time and she's not in need, then she takes time to wear the perfume she needed. That'll be itself a good heck, we said before. But otherwise, it's a problem. So the answer is, goes back to what I said before, that we're not makbid, because of the. It's nobody's business if she's in need or not. No one should know. I used to know in the old days. It was Taras. Kane Nirin. Now, if you look in Siftes, he referenced it a minute ago. Bekoshi, Tiula, Liskash, Menidusa, Gleshot, Tizgana, Al. Al Baila, right? So Torah Shlomim says Okay. Muteras is kashlo b'skana abayda, even if you can't divorce her against the will for no reason, for a frivolous cause. Ike batam, the need of the shiva, she's garugal b'kotzba. More than flam and aleph. That's what it says over here. Even though we paskin, if you look at the Madana Yontif, Perek Yud, Simil Ches, Oz Gimel, if you have an opening tomorrow, you'll see it. Even if you paskin, Oz Lagarish, just like for no reason, still you're afraid this guy on the Bible, Yos Malilus Devar, Machi Gashem, to find an excuse. That's why the Maisa, we are permitted to, for her to be miskashed. Okay. Now the Gemara Ksuvah Stav Samech Aleph, we spoke about before. The Kol HaMelachos Oz, except for Mezigas HaKos, is one of the three she cannot do. Where Shmuel put it down small, his wife put it down small, some put it down on the behind his head, some put it down on the bench, and the Beis Yosef says that according to the Smag, it's only an issur what we call miyad liyad, giving the coast from one hand to the other. However, if you look in the Rosh, in the Septic Service, it's on the Marabakomas, I believe. This kol malacha shishos al lebal yos al lebal chutz mi mezigas hakos tzas mita hachatz panir v'ragim. Okay, tzas mita is only befanav. Come to that mezigas hakos the visul the shmul machalfal lebiyada the smala visul the abay manchal apuma the kuba the rabba abay sadja the rabba papa shapifa on the bench abay the shmaya kozav shirashi and nizal shulakabu mafteach miyadishto. Neither we can't end right. The doctor mezigas hakol she derechim alois and osenas the yodo el derech shinu. Havoshad varim and nireh she yosef the nireh. Doctor mezigas hakol alois and osenas hakol the yodo. I feel the derech shinu. The ayachah kamoz hashad as kol the yodo liyodo and the mozegas the hakol the derech shinos mayim bekol shul yaim uminichan al shulchan magbias hakol v'shosik shu tzamei. Umezigas u derechibu sheisha mezegas the balad the visu the shmuas mozegas the mayim b'yain. Yad small, umanachas akos al shulchan, vinochi umozkos piyamin, vinochim akos al shulchan, al hoshe lachemas the other misa zehiri kulei. Different story, totally different things, different things. All right, fine. So what happens over here? What happens over here is that two different isurim, hoshada is aser, and mixing the water into the wine is aser. Even if you put it on the table, even if you're not handing it to him at all. Okay, so we were before in the Rambam. This Rambam, I think it was. Yeah. Pirish limzer lo kos lahosha lo kederem she osa she tohru. So drash lo chiba. Have the heck of a shin in mutter. He quotes the Suga Sagamon Ksubas, which we just saw. Dito liyodo, forget about it. Because of Ram, Lovino and Shino, Yelik Sheshneim Yachad, Meziga Veloshata. Ava Meziga Velo Hoshata, Veloshata Velo Meziga, Afila Velo Shinoi, Mutter. A very major cool over here in the Hagos Maimene Os Nun. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. And what is Meziga? Where's Meziga? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? This. Meziga presumably means mixing the wine with the water, which is a dove or shell kiva. Let's see over here if we can find it. V'nirei mezigah amur v'gemara hayu davka mezigah b'mayim ava mezigah min ha'kli k'mo shonu osim einir v'zakirim das t'i mo'z k'm kol l'kos it's garnished. The pour is nothing. When you mix In the olden days, everyone had his own mixing style. It's the same as Sukkot Sagamara, where somebody tasted one. Oh, it must be the mezigah of this particular individual. Famous Sukkot Sagamara, not for now. So they had their own special mahalach. But Stam Tepur is not a problem. So he has two separate coolers over here. There's another cooler, Rabbi Osaika, open to the shach over here. In Sivkaton Yud Gimel. Take a look. Sivkaton Yud Gimel in the shach. He quotes a Rashba. Because of a Rashba. The Mezigas Yain B'mayim Daf Kosser. Avoshar Mashkim. No matter what they are. Inami Mezigah Menakli K'moshanu Osim. Shari. So, number one, he says, as we saw in Gos Maimini, if you stop pouring, it's okay. If you're mixing things, if it's not wine, it's okay. So as the shachs of cotton, Yud Gimel, quoting from the Rashman, Torah Sabayis. A lot of leniencies here, Rabbi Osai. A lot of leniencies. Okay, so the different opinions that are make. Fine. Shaloba fun of his mutter. What's the raya? The raya is it's a kavachoma from Hatzah Samita. Hatzah Samita is mutter shaloba fun of that we saw beferish. That's before in the Gemara. Can we see it? Rush quotes the Gemara. Loma befun of. Ava shalom b'fanav, less lanbo. It's a mefurish gemara. Okay, good. So that's a mefurish gemara. And if that's true, it's true by atzah samita. Should certainly be true when it comes to meziga sakos. And shalom b'fanav is no worse than a shinui. Let's open the gemara finally. We're not opening gemara too much these days. Open to the Mordechai. Tav shin mem gimel. It's okay. Tav shin mem gimel. Says the Mordechai Tav Shin Mem Gimel. Here we go. Towards the end. In Hagar here. Nira that Mizak. What's that word? Mozgasakos. Shaloba Fonov. Shari. Kanamina Gabi Hatsos. Gabi Hatsos Amita. Uravusa Naktua Begamara. Shaloba Fonov Gabi Hatsos Amita. Tavi Chiba Tuva. Filahaki Shari. Certainly Mizika. Old? Logora Shaloba Fonov Meade Shinui. The Shari Afilu Befanov, Bechain Nira Miloshna Mordechai Bemesech Shavuos, Ad Kal Neshon Beis Yoyis Yod Der Kuf Tzadi Hey. Where do you see it? Where do you see the Loshna over here? Unless he says it means the next thing. Neither Shoshas Akos Vinishabu Ksas Holchala, but that's just called Shiure Kosas. That's okay. So maybe you said the same is okay over there. If she walked away, so too it's okay. If the Meziga was Shalom Bafanov as well. He's making a comparison between one and the other. Oh, that seems to be the inference of the Beis Yosef is quoted over here. Okay. Then he continues on the Ramah. For the Li Hedrit nearly loving Ryan, the cost of Amonach and Perkamah the Shabbos, from Shmuel B. Benberg, Marikin Kol Shoshasa, Avadach and Bafanov also. Do me a dad, so as I meet the paragraph of P. I reach a ain't a was a little sacreo. Kim Shasa Bukhvanov. Yeah, that's true. Kolshkain. And most of Kolshkain will be fun of the shari. Question, what does that mean? What do the words mean? That she's Mosga Kos, put it down, and then he walked into the room after she left? Then the Kavachom was 100% proof. But if it means that she poured the kol shel b'fanav, and she puts it down b'fanav, that's a kal b'chomer pricha. Why? Because that tzos, I mean the shel b'fanav, complete the shel b'fanav. Here, it's true the mezigah shel b'fanav, but the hashata is b'fanav. So how do you know that that's in fact true? Indeed, in Masechta the Shabbos, Rush talks about it over there as well. Somewhere here, somewhere?
Oh,
it's a lot of bays, though. Say, oh, my mistake. It's in Ksubas. It's in Ksubas, not in Shabbos. Here we go. Call on Malach, shall you show so the body knows so the bathroom is a coast, so it's me, the coast with your island? Impression conveyed over there is the same thing. Dafka Bafanov. Shalom the Shari. Some of the impressions conveyed that it's mutter, even if Meziga was Shalom Bafanov, and the Hoshata is Bafanov. That's a shayla. Some say it's mutter only, Mazga Vigama Shita, everything Shalom Bafanov. So the Bach says, and the Shach disagrees. Take a look. Kosev HaBach, everyone see inside, Sifkot Yud Gimel and Shach. But Tzasi Kosev, it rushes Marash Me'ostreich, Shalok Kedin, Osen HaBalei Batim, Shemenich, and Nishosem, Nisa HaKaras, Kiyotzi Ben Al Shulchan, Mili Dehavi HaMezika Sakos. Miu, Lefi Masha Kosev HaGos, Maimini, Te Mezika Shalok Shot, O Shalok Mezika, Muta Filish Shalok Shinoi, Huadin Bekar, Dilek Ha'ele Hoshata, De Shari. What do I mean? I mean, there was an effect of Meziga. There was a, she put the stuff on the table. Presumably that was Shalom Bafanov. Shalom Bafanov. That's what he says. Oh. So the Shach is Mekel and the Bach is Machmir on this child. The Bach adds food. Now wait a second. So the Shach says there's only a Hoshata because no Mezika, not mixing anything. Then it's not wine. So the Shach says, you know, it should really be mutter. What led the Bach to be Machmir? If you look carefully, if you look at the Shach, it tells you what led the Bach to be Machmir. We mash a cost of the Sefer at Truma, Simipay Tes, the Afbo, Shota, Bavad, Shem Boshini, also the Machal of the Mishnah, at Kan. Well, if you then conclude the Shach, Mashba the Machmir, Kankin, Bishar, Mashkim. So the Sefer at Truma is the biggest Machmir, and all Machmir based upon the Sefer at Truma. However, if you look carefully in the Sefer HaTruma, you'll see that it's not true. That the Sefer HaTruma is only Machmir if it's put from hand to hand. Because the Sefer HaTruma didn't hold from the Easter of hand to hand in general. So he's Machmir, hand to hand, when it comes to this particular food. But Lididan, from hand to hand, you can't even pass a napkin. You can't pass anything. It's not from hand to hand. There's no right from the Sefer HaTruma to Aser serving food. We don't find any source for it. There really is no source for it. Again, The whole source of the Sefer HaTrumah, Simen Pei Tes, you look and you'll see that the Sefer HaTrumah is only referring to a case in which it's from hand to hand. Otherwise, not. This is pointed out by Rabbi Avadja and Taras Abayis, pointed out by the Mishmera Satara in footnote 234. Because of the Yosha was also Mekel, and in doing so, they quote the Machtes HaShekel in Sivkot and Gimel, which you all have in front of you. Very important, you sold from the crazy placey. If you're making more chumris, not only can she not pour your drinks, but she can't even serve food. Says the Machtes HaShekel, Sivkot and Gimel. What's wrong with adding another chumra? What could be bad? What's wrong with chumris? As to the crazy placey, different context. And he says as follows. He says, oh, why not? I'll be a machmer. We'll talk about my tunnel, we'll get to it later. He says, Al kenein lahachmer, the lo tosifu, pentigru chas v'shom. Says in the Torah, lo tosifu, lo tosigru. The mefarshim and the chumash saying, one can lead to another. One can lead to another. Okay, but there's a problem in the Shach, a very serious problem. It's a Sivkot and Yud Gimel, Rabbi Osai. He sounds at the end of the day, after all his coolers, he sounds like maybe on the Machmer. Maybe. Whereas, in Sivkot and Yud Dalet, where it says over here, Chutz Mzikas HaKos, the Mechabes HaShasur, the Mzikas HaKos, the fun of. Says the Shach Yudalit. Rabach Kosav Afal Pisha Meziga Shlob Afanav. Imenich Al Shulchan Afanav is Osir. Ayd Hagos Maim, and he says only by Yitavayu. Right? Moda Bezeh. Says the. What are you talking about? Ein Rav Mechrochen. And the Russian Ksubas, I told you, Simitaz, I just couldn't find it on the screen. Muchat the Shlob Afanav Leka Isura Klau. Again. Shlob Afanav. Everything Shlob Afanav? Partly Shlob Afanav? That's a shame. In any event, so as the Machzor HaShekel writes over here, Sivkot and Yud Gimel. Say it like this. Oh. Yud Dalet. The Alpha got the Gab sof kinsh the sif kinsh of the fezeh. Also, I feel the boshata belim is ego. In shlomar, tosim chumer mi alma. Vachem idina kama. Then also in kain hoyel shneim the fun. The shach pas. You have to have both befunah to be a problem. And the chumer mi alma if one of them was befunah. In other words, the shot even though she prepared it shalom befunah. That's the otherwise a steer in the shach from yud gimel to yud dalet. So I see. Machs HaShekel at the end of Sivkot and Yud Dalet, the Pashtus, that's the only way out. Otherwise, the Chastir of Menei Obey, the Shach from Sivkot and Yud Gimel to Sivkot and Yud Dalet. Now, the riot from the Rush, I told you I didn't understand. He told them, Mezigas HaKos, Hatzor Savita Shlobophonov. There's all Shlobophonov. So I don't understand the riot. When I told you before, the Rush of Ksuba Simantet, Aleph Tes, there's taka nothing there. However, if you look in the Piskei Das of Rav Morgenstern is a different answer to the Shach, which is different. What does he say? He says like this: the Derech Mezigas Mashkin is you pour it in front of the person. So one broken stuff to an office, people still to this day. I pour you the tea right in front of you. So if I pour it in the kitchen, that's a shinu. That's why it's mud. But food is always prepared to put the plate in the kitchen. That's why it's worse. So he gives a different teretz. I don't know if it's true or not. That's the difference he gives to the steer and the shach. In which case, maybe the shach really meant to ask with mikra din, not merely as a chumra bial. It's interesting. Some say that not only wine is a problem, as the Rashba said, it means all intoxicating beverages, even according to the Rashba. Some say all beverages except for water. And some even say water. Yeah, even water is us. Water? Yeah. Of course, with the Sefer HaManik, that even water is us. So there's more to be said about this, but I'm out of time. So maybe tomorrow we'll start a little earlier tomorrow, because I came late today. Maybe we'll start maybe 10 after 1, okay? To make up for the time we lost today.
And we'll share lunch before that.
Well, tomorrow's your lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we'll have regular time. We're going to take a shiur lunch. So Tuesday we'll have a little extra. Okay? So 12 o'clock tomorrow, shiur lunch, right? Correct?
Yeah.
No good?
No.
You don't want it? No.
That's good.
It's not, we make a shiur lunch a different day.
That's good. There's a wreath commanding for people to wreath, but that's probably